Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Antonio Daniels, former NBA guard, fourth overall pick back in the day out of Bowling Green. He's an NBA champion. He does his thing over on SiriusXM NBA Radio. He's part of the Pelicans broadcast team, so he's had a front row seat for Zion and that show. What up, AD? How you been, buddy?
I am awesome, fellas. Blessed. I hope you guys are doing well and your families are healthy and all is well in your world.
Yep. Yes, no, thank it God, definitely man. Is right now, sure. And it'll be even better. And a little over an hour from now, we get the New Orleans Pelicans taking on the Utah Jazz. And it brings it to the first question we got to ask. What's AD going – or not AD. What's a Zion Williamson going to look like tonight? We don't know if he's going to play yet. Have you heard anything on that regard? But first, more importantly, when he does play, what's it going to be like for him?
Honestly, I don't know what it's going to be like for anybody because this is different. So I really don't know what to expect. This isn't an all-star weekend break.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't an off-season break. This is a historic break, a hiatus of 141 days, I believe it was since the NBA was postponed. And 4 months, this is different. So I don't really know what to expect. I know what I would love to see, but what I would love to see and what may play out before our eyes because of the rust, because of the hiatus, may be a little bit different.
Yeah. No, with Zion, though, because he's young, he seemed like he got in really good shape during this, you know, whatever it was, four-month hiatus from the game. But he's also BT and I were talking about this earlier. It's almost like he has this pressure on him to be the guy right now. The NBA crafted this 22-team bubble, you know, experiment to get the Pelicans into this conversation. So it's almost like, hey, Zion, yeah, you might make the playoffs, you might not, but right now you're the face of the bubble. You know, go do it. You know, what kind of pressure is he facing?
Well, the thing is, he's the most, heralded or talked about draft pick since LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been a lot of stars that have come through the NBA from the time that LeBron was drafted in 2003 to today when Zion was drafted in 2020. Like, it's a lot that's happened since then. But you think of all the talent that's come through here. But none of those guys have been as talked about or their debut being more anticipated than Zion. So the pressure to be the next guy, I don't know if he's the pressure to be the face of the NBA because the fact of the matter is, and I've heard LeBron say this numerous times, and I couldn't agree with him more, the NBA is in great hands as far as star power moving forward because of guys like Zion, because of guys like Giannis, mm-hmm. because of guys like Luka, because of guys like Ja Morant and Trae Young, you know, some of these really, really good young players. So, but even out of all of these guys that we're talking about, Zion, I think, if when we get back to normalcy and getting fans back in the stands, there's not a bigger draw out of all of the young players in this league than Zion is.
I agree. You know, and Steph Curry had this going, certainly, when he hit his apex a couple of years ago. The thing that Zion has that maybe Durant, Teague and I were obviously kicking this around first hour of the show, that Durant might mm-hmm. not have, he comes across as, you know, a little, if I can use the word dour, just projects a little differently these last 4 or 5 years. He seems to be a little bit more, withdrawn, if you will. Not from his teammates, but he doesn't smile as much. Part of being the face of the NBA, Magic had this, LeBron has it even though he locks in clearly. You know, you got to resonate with the kids, and Zion will forever resonate with these kids.
Right. It's charisma.
Yep.
It's charisma. It's the smile. It's the way he carries himself. It's the humbleness. It's the ability to have the confidence to speak out about his family and faith that exists within his family. That's all a part of being the face of the NBA. Like, it's not just about production. It's not just about going up there and putting up 20 and 10. It's a lot, just like it's a lot that comes along with being the face of a franchise outside of just production and impact. You know, you have to have the smile. You have to have the personality. You know, Steph Curry has it. He has that same thing. You know, but the difference between Steph Curry and Zion is if I'm a young kid, I can see myself as Steph Curry. I can be 6'3", 6'4", 185 pounds, 190 pounds.
Yeah.
Zion is built different, like LeBron, obviously. You know, when you talk about the DNA, he is genetically blessed. Yep. So a kid that is growing up can look at Zion like, hey, man, you know what? I would love to be 6'5", 6'6", 275 pounds, and have a 45-inch vertical. You know, that's not normal. But, you know, there are certain guys that resonate for different reasons. And with Zion, his charisma, his smile, and the way that he carries himself will always resonate with fans throughout this league.
So Antonio Daniels, NBA champion, SiriusXM, Pelicans broadcast team as well. You know, there's a lot of things we want to connect in this bubble here. But I am curious if you can give us, you know, 30 seconds, 45, whatever. It's the Warriors are completely forgotten right now. They're not playing. They might get the first overall pick. We'll see how Klay Thompson's knee is. We'll see what they do with Wiggins, if they keep him, etc. But are you in the school of the belief, the camp here, that, you know, next year right away they will assert themselves from the get-go and prove not like they were when they won 73 games. That's obviously over. The league's different. But they are absolutely one of the handful of teams that can win a championship. Will they jump right back into that conversation?
Yes. It's not like it was a couple years ago, because they went from a really, really good team to a great team with Kevin Durant. They made the NBA, by fan standards, unfair by adding Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to go back to being a really, really good basketball team, because when you have Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green, and I think Andrew Wiggins is going to be fantastic there in that championship culture, and you have a lottery pick to come along with one of the best coaches in today's NBA and Steve Kerr and his style of play, I think they're going to be right back in the conversation of in the Western Conference as far as challenging the Lakers and challenging the Clippers and any other team in the Western Conference that have championship aspirations.
Nuggets.
Yeah. Yep. No, okay. I agree. Now, but jumping to the East, it seems like as long as Giannis Antetokounmpo stays with the Milwaukee Bucks, that they're going to be that team. But BT and I were speculating, if we think he's loyal, we think he's going to stay in Milwaukee. But, you know, what are the chances that if they don't do well this postseason, is Chris Middleton the guy? It's not a free agent destination per se, that he leaves. And there's a lot of pressure on him. I think and on the Bucks right now.
Yes, yes. And I think this is one of the biggest and most underrated storylines of the bubble. Because right now what we're focusing on is the sexy picks.
Yeah.
You know, the Lakers because of LeBron and AD, and the Clippers because of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And then you look at the East and it's not as sexy. I think what is going on in Milwaukee with Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks, as far as their future is concerned, is one of the most underrated stories of the bubble. To watch how they perform in this bubble, because I think it's incredibly important, not just for Giannis Antetokounmpo and his legacy individually, but also collectively for this franchise. You know, as far as four removed, there is no other professional sport that is as star-driven as the NBA. Mm-hmm. One player makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Look at what LeBron James has done from team to team and how those teams fare after LeBron leaves.
Yeah.
One player makes a significant difference. You take Giannis Antetokounmpo off the Milwaukee Bucks, it changes the entire trajectory of the future of that franchise. So the way that they play now, the way that they finish now, and they perform during these playoffs, even though these are unforeseen circumstances, they are incredibly important.
Well, let me ask you this then, Antonio, because Teek and I were kicking this too. You know, we've said this for a long time. Nobody has more pressure in the bubble. See, I would disagree in the sense I don't think it's underrated at all. Teek and I have been amplifying the storyline for months where, you know, if they get knocked out early, does Giannis bolt? Does he have second thoughts about resigning? So there's more on the table for them than any team in the NBA. So to us, it's never been underrated. It's been a primary story. But what we do debate is whether or not Chris Middleton is truly an elite number two. I've got my doubts. You think about the duos, the Jordans and the Pippins, the Shaqs and the Kobes, the Magics and the Kareems or Worthies, the Birds and the McHales. Is he that kind of number two?
Well, I mean, you're talking about some of the all-time greats at number two. That's the difference. You know, when you start talking about guys like Scottie Pippen and Bird and McHale and, you know, Magic and Kareem, we're talking about all-time greats. And no, Chris Middleton's not in the conversation for being an all-time great. Do I think he's good enough to be a second or a Robin and help get the Milwaukee Bucks to the NBA Finals? I do, but I don't think that just falls on Chris Middleton. You know, I think that falls on a lot of other guys. I think it falls on Eric Bledsoe, you know, and how he runs that point guard position. I think it falls on Wes Matthews' ability to knock down shots. Because if we go back a year, one of the things that happened in that series is they built a wall against Giannis Antetokounmpo and forced the role players to beat them. And they couldn't. So as good as Giannis is, you also need those guys around you. Because Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan had guys like Steve Kerr, had guys like John Paxson, had guys like B.J. Armstrong, guys that hit timely shots. Larry Bird
Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge.
I got you.
You know, you can go back and look at a number of different guys. So I don't think this just falls on Chris Middleton. Yeah. I think this Bucks team as a whole is under a good amount of pressure. By the way, guys, Zion will play tonight.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Great to hear. But before we let you go, AD, and that is great news because that's what we all want to see. And Zion's he's no dummy, man. He knows it, right? This is going to be the most watched basketball game in a long time, probably back to the finals of last year, right? John Morant said something interesting about the play-in tournament, per se. Like, they're the eighth seed right now. There's 3.5 games up, and there's a good chance that, you know, whatever happens, the unpredicted nature of the bubble, they're going to get knocked out of this. Is this unfair to him? I mean, I know he's young and he doesn't have a voice yet, but is he right?
No, that it's unfair for Memphis?
Yeah.
No. Because the season, like, you think about it, there's still a quarter of the season yet to play. You know, like, I don't think this is unfair for anybody. I think the NBA did this the best possible way that they could. But, again, we are dealing with something that's never happened before.
Yeah.
But to say that everything should be the way it is when you have close to 20 games remaining, 16 to 18 games remaining, no, I don't think it's unfair to anyone.
Nice.
Now it's just the point that you have to come into this bubble and take care of business. That's it. If you're Memphis, if you're San Antonio, if you're New Orleans, if you're Sacramento, you know, if you're Portland, all of these teams have to hit the ground running.
All right. Antonio Daniels, he's always running. You say his name, and he's often running.
Often running
with his thoughts and his mouth and always connecting dots in a great way. Love having y'all, man. Great job today.
All right. Thank you guys for having me, fellas.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.